iman. May Allah Pak take us with iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us with iman. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made me and you in the ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, Allah Pak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain, gave up everything to make this ummah. This ummah was made with great difficulty. This deen came with great hardship. Behind this deen, behind this ummah, is the lives of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain. Behind this ummah is the lives of thousands of widows and thousands of orphans. Behind this ummah, this deen that we got, my beloved brothers, there were days and days of starvation. This ummah came with difficulty. This ummah came with qurbani. This ummah was made, my beloved brothers, with the blood of Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Najmain. There was no ease in this ummah. It was only difficulty and difficulty, hardship and hardship, sacrifice and sacrifice, qurbani and qurbani that made this ummah. This deen, every order of Allah, every command of Allah, beloved friends and elders, didn't come sitting comfortably. This Quran was revealed with difficulty. This Quran came with hardship. Like how Maulana Sahib said last night, that no Nabi before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and nobody after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so much sacrifice for this Mubarak deed that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. This deen didn't come by reading books. This deen didn't come from memory. This deen came with difficulty. This deen came with hardship. This ummah was made with qurbani. This ummah, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, we don't know the value of this ummah. This ummah was made with dua. For 13 solid years, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his house, with his family, there was not one day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not put to difficulty or hardship. At the end of the life, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making parda from this world and going away from this world, at that time, my beloved brothers, in the Mubarak house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was nothing. This ummah was made with hardship. This ummah was made with difficulty. Somebody asked Aisha radiallahu anha, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, haven't you got oils to put in your head? She said, if I had oil, there was no oil to light the lantern in our house. This ummah was made with difficulty. At the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world, the malaika asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can make your death easy. Your death is easy, but your ummah's death will be difficult. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, make my death difficult so my ummah's death can be made easy. Brothers, we have been made by the sweat of Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba. How can this deed perish in front of our eyes? There is not one hukum of Allah alive in this world. Our yaqeen has come to the yaqeen of kuffar, Yahud and Nasara. My beloved brothers, the greatness of Allah has disappeared from our hearts. Allah is the doer, He is the creator. Beloved friends, This beloved ummah needs the beloved da'wah of Allah, needs the beloved introduction to the greatness of Allah, to the oneness of Allah, to the highness of Allah, to the perfection of Allah, to the qudrat of Allah. Khuda ki qasam, shops don't do, never did, will never do. Rent don't do, never did, will never do. The entire creation never did, will never do. This whole world is dead, it never did. Wallah, my beloved brothers, there is nobody in this world who can do except Allah. There's nobody who did besides Allah. There's nobody but Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, the only great. Nobody but Allah. Life is from Allah. Death is from Allah. Happiness is from Allah. Sadness is from Allah. Risk is from Allah. Everything is from Allah. No father has the choice of giving birth to a boy besides by the will of Allah. No mother has the choice of a girl or a boy besides the will of Allah. Allah gives to whom He wants. Allah deprives whom He wants. Allah does what He wants. By His qudrat Allah does. Khuda ki qasam, whatever we are seeing is deception. Is deception to its peak. Gold is nothing. Silver is nothing. Rand is nothing. Dollar is nothing. Lights are nothing. But this entire system is nothing. Well, Lord, is only one system. That is the system of Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the controller. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the giver. Allah is the maker. My beloved brothers, like life is not in anybody's hand, well, Lord, death is in nobody's hand. Nobody has got the power to take his own life except by the will of Allah. My beloved brothers, this entire mankind is living without understanding, without realizing, without knowing that there is Allah. Our beloved friends and elders, we have been sent by Allah, we have been selected by Allah, we have been chosen by Allah, we have been taken out by Allah to introduce the entire mankind to Allah. We are not shopkeepers, we are not accountants, we are not lawyers. Don't be deceived, khuda ki qasam, these are the greatest deceptions of the time. Beloved friends and elders, we are da'i ila Allah. We are those people behind whom the qudrat of Allah is. We are those behind whom Allah's will is. We have to introduce the whole of mankind to the oneness of Allah. My beloved brothers, to take out this incorrect yakin from the hearts of mankind, khuda ki qasam, nobody does but Allah. Nobody gives but Allah. Nobody makes but Allah. Nobody, this, wallah, what happened was not by its happening but by Allah. What will happen is not by its happening but by Allah. It is only Allah. Beloved friends and elders, that Allah is with us who was with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. That Allah is with us who was with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the well. That Allah is with us who was with Ismail alayhi salam, who protected Ismail alayhi salam in the fish. That Allah is with us. We have that Allah with us. Beloved friends and elders, governments can't do, armies can't do, guns can't do. Allah does. We have to stem this on our heart and step it onto the heart of the entire mankind, that Allah does. My dear brothers, a great Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, a lady came to him, obviously in the state of hijab. She sat behind a parda and she said to Shaykh, if I lift my veil up, the beauty Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with will even affect a great person like you. But despite this, I can't understand why my husband still wants to take another wife. It is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi fainted. Somebody asked him why. He said, one woman can't accept her love being shared with another woman. How can Allah Rabbul Izzat allow us that His love must be shared with somebody else? One man on this earth, khuda ki qasam, one thing, a man can tolerate his wife not doing the work, not cooking, not looking after children. But a man can never allow his wife to have another lover besides him. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerate a slave of his to have a connection, to have dependence, to have reliance, to have hope on anybody else besides Allah? Our elders, Allahu Akbar, one of our elders say, by Abdul Wahab sahab say, Hazrat ji rahmatullahi used to say, Shaitan chahte hai ke hamara nigaah khuda se haj jaye. Shaitan chahte hai ke hamara nigaah khuda se haj jaye. The only desire Shaitan got is that our attention be taken away from Allah. Where that came in our heart, that degree does, khuda ki kasam, Allah's help is gone.